Sup. The opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and Future Bachelor only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity. This fun podcast may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor Podcast.
Yeah. Future Bachelor. Let's get sexy.
Ooh. Ooh.
I got a body full of liquor with a corn cake kicker, and I'm feeling like I'm 30 feet tall.
Future Bachelor, my name is Sai.
I'm Veronica.
And this is episode 98. Yeah!
Oh my god.
It's it, 98.
I'm like freaking out. Low key.
Yeah. We're getting close to that 100. And I had to start off with that jam. I don't know why, but that's actually one of my favorite Bruno Mars songs.
I love Bruno Mars.
The beat is so good. And I just think the writing in it is like really cool.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's like the whole concept of gorilla and turning that into like sex is like crazy. Yo,
you know, because it's like different, you know, like the in you like usually
like banging
it's
on my chest and like, you know, even like the ooh, it sounds like some monkeys would be like, you know, ooh, you know. So
yeah, I just think I love like Bruno Mars is always someone who's always like bridged this like masculinity and femininity thing. Mm-hmm. Like he's like still like does like kind of like sappy stuff, but also like it's like kind of masculine with it. I don't know. I've always enjoyed that about his music.
I bet you did. What's going on, V? How's everything going now that we're all warmed up?
Oh my god. I'm good. I had a busy last like weekend, I guess. Mm-hmm. I did happy hour and then a Friday lunch with some of our friends from the company that work in a different part of the company than we do.
Okay.
And then I did end up watching the Taylor Swift documentary. And
was it good?
It was interesting. It definitely parts of it showed me stuff that I didn't super know about her. Like how she struggled with an eating disorder, which I could have guessed, but like interesting to know, and just like other things that she struggled with, but then a lot of it like also made me annoyed of her, and then and, like
really?
There's different parts,
for example,
there's just like different parts where she definitely was like leaning into the victim thing, and it just was like okay, like it seems like some of it was obviously played up.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing her like with her current boyfriend Joe and like how cute they were, that was like super sweet. And it was interesting to see some of like the behind the scenes of like what went into making Reputation, and then after that what went into making Lover and things like that. Mm. So that
almost forgettable album.
Yeah, both of those. It was interesting. And then Saturday I bounced around from everywhere. I went to brunch with dance friends. I went to the beer fest with some of the boys, like Sim, shout out to Sims.
And was it raining?
Not when I got there.
Oh.
And my friends Maggie and Alexa. And then we went from that, got some dinner, and then Maggie and Alexa went home. And then I went out and met up with my dance friends that I'd gotten brunch with earlier. And we ended the night at Loca Luna dancing, doing some bachata. Yeah, I don't know how I survived like a full day of that.
Well, you had to get it back together because Super Bowl was on Sunday. Because
Super Bowl was the next day. I literally, all I did on Sunday was like fold some clothes, get my nails done, and then like walk over to our friends Melissa and Caleb's to
eat
some.
That's actually a lot more than I would ever get done on a Sunday, even without Super Bowl. So
yeah, and then I ate a lot of Kansas City barbecue because they had it chipped in, which was delicious.
Up. Well, I went to that wedding this weekend.
Yeah, it looked fun.
It was really fun. Got to see a lot of family. It was, you know, one of the most fun weddings I've been to. And maybe I just like
you guys
like,
have
I
like a good
weddings.
Family for family weddings.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was like the perfect like people there, like, you know, to have just a good time. It was interesting too because it was on Super Bowl, so like the wedding was earlier on in the day, like it started at 1. And so it was pretty much over by 6, and then we just went to the hotel bar and watched the Super Bowl and drank around the
hotel. That's so fun.
Yeah, it was actually a great day.
It's like after especially the if you party is the hotel lobby.
Exactly.
To watch football games.
Well, I mean, like, it's pretty cool if you don't have work the next day. But, you know, other people probably had to go to work and stuff. I had a hotel, so I was on vacation. So it was really dope.
Nice.
But that Super Bowl, I definitely got super hype when the halftime show came up. Like,
yeah.
I guess we'll get into it.
After maybe, we catch a plane?
I don't know. This one, I got to play back to quick hits.
Yeah, so the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Chiefs won, which I was happy about.
That's crazy because I didn't even know who won.
And
just...
it was a and it was actually a very good game. But anyways. It
went by so fast for me.
The halftime show.
I was like, wow.
We were stressed out, like, because I was with two humongous KC fans. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm a Midwesterner, so, like, I was supporting Kansas City. But we were like the whole group of us watching, we were like stressed. And like we had like a over under for how many times Melissa would cry because she was just so emotional with everything.
Oh my God. Okay.
But anyways,
it was a drinking game made out of it.
The halftime show was great.
Okay.
In my humble opinion, I enjoyed it. I didn't even see this until later, because I guess my feed is usually not filled with these kinds of people, but like people who were saying stuff about how it was like too sexual for family audiences, I was like, what?
Like, yeah, I mean,
that blew my mind.
After you're watching like a bunch of guys just like hit each other and stuff on a field,
and also like Adam Levine took off his shirt last year,
yeah,
and also like, what?
But I mean, like, you shouldn't even have to compare that. Like, for me, I was definitely lit. And when I saw it, I had a glow stick in my hand, like one of those rave glow sticks. Yeah, I was like, let's get loud. Yeah, I was going crazy in the hotel bar and probably a little bit too crazy. But it was lit.
Weird.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I was with a bunch of like Hispanics. Like, it was like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
a proud moment and
yeah.
stuff. Like,
I was
you know,
about to say, I'm like, you're half Latino. I'm like an inch Latina.
But yeah, it was just cool to see. And I was like, if you caught me, if they say like your true emotions come out when you're drunk, I definitely enjoyed it. Like, you know what I'm
well,
saying? The whole time.
Isn't Shakira is mostly Colombian.
She's Colombian. And yeah. And so like
look at that.
She's huge for, you know, our community and stuff. So like we grew up like, you know, during the eras like that she went through, like, you know, she came back like with that whole like Hips Don't Lie stuff, like that's really just like her American crossover.
Yeah,
like, you know, she's been huge in, you know, in Colombia and all Spanish countries and stuff. So
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it was really cool to see. And I think, you know, I didn't have a problem with anything. I mean, yeah, there was like, you know, stripper stuff going on and you
but
know,
it was all like, it wasn't like they were like pulling their
it's
clothes
on brand
off.
Though. She just had a movie, of course, like, yeah. you know, this is a great way to like maybe get her movie back out there when it comes out on DVD. People
yeah.
can watch it. And,
stuff, and it's but. Also, it's also kind of like a thumb to the nose to like the Oscars for the snub. And
yo, wasn't Jay-Z in charge of like the
Jay-Z
entertainment and stuff?
Had help. Yes, he got to oversee some of it because of like his collaboration with the NFL with like, I forget what it's called, something like something Rock Nation, something, something, where it's to like the NFL is like partnering up like with an organization to, you know,
diversify
and work against the like highlight of it was innocent deaths of black folks by police. So like that's so there's a lot of interesting things about how Jay-Z had like, you know, some like overseeing of the performance because some people were saying that like, yes, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira are great for the Latinx community, but they're like white Latinas. And a lot of like the stuff people were saying were like, okay, the African-Americans haven't been treated like super well by the NFL. Colin Kaepernick, we know that whole shebang. And like, that's why people like Cardi B and other people have refused to perform. But people are trying to say like, okay, their performance mentions different Afro-Latinx like elements and things like that. Even like certain songs that are by Afro-Latinx artists. And people are like, okay, should they have like, instead of like taking this platform and whatever and using it themselves because like they're white passing and people get okay with it, should they have been more conscious of like making black artists work with them, whatever? It's like that gets
whoa,
like very
holy
nit-
cow
isn't
I do not care about any of yeah. that shit actually, so I'm like, what are you talking about?
I see,
because
like
this
I
is
see all the shit like no, I feel like my feeds are
I honestly like that's ridiculous. Like they're gonna switch it up every year with something different. Like it's not like they're gonna, I think it was awesome they had like Bad Bunny and J mm-hmm. Balvin come out and stuff, so you know, it was a cool better than, I think, Maroon 5, like that, yeah. I think for sure.
And there's definitely some political statements using J-Lo's daughter, who's very talented, good mm-hmm. for her, and like some of those young kids being in cages, like in the whole like Puerto Rican flag with the American flag on the back, and then Shakira's little Zakaruta, which was that the tongue flickering thing that's been made a meme, that was actually like a Lebanese chant thing mm-hmm. that she was doing. So there's a lot of culture happening, that like cultural Easter eggs.
I didn't expect anything less, so I mean, I
which
really
I loved
to
it.
Me, I didn't see any hate, I just saw talk about the hate, like, which was weird. Like,
see, that's
like,
what I'm saying. Yeah, I didn't see anything until I saw people commenting on the hate like later on, which was what I found interesting.
That's a weird wave, like, to not like catch like people talking shit, but to hear people talking shit about the people talking shit. You're like, what? When did people even start talking shit? Are we just saying people are saying things now?
It's like, it was like, yeah, I didn't catch stuff until it was like commentary on stuff. And I was like, okay. And then commercial wise, I don't really, I remember some of them, but the one that I remember the most is the Google one, the Loretta Google one, where the old man is asking his Google to remember things about his deceased wife, and I cried like a little baby. We were like, both Melissa and I looked at each other, we're like, what the fuck?
Yo, that's not like cool, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's like
kind of creepy.
That's
actually
emotional manipulation.
Yo, that's kind of
damn
creepy.
It Google.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if I saw a lot of commercials
or remembered.
No, I definitely wasn't looking at the commercials at all, like but
I mean, the
what were the popular
live,
ones? I mean, saw like the Bill Murray one for Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, but like, that's, I mean, when don't they do something like that? And then they had one where it was,
I saw
like,
they dropped like the new Fast and Furious trailer.
Yes. They had like a Meta one where it was like four Tide Pods, and it like kept like weaving it into other commercials, like for Bud Light or for other things.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Which was interesting. Or they even like weaved it into like the, like going back to the, like the actual game, where they have like, you know, the, like, you know, ESPN, blah, 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 or Fox, whatever. And they, which was interesting. I wonder how much money they had to pay for that.
Yeah.
They did little
Tide Pods?
Yeah.
Jeez, like, what the hell?
I see, but that's my thing, is like, I actually
Tide Pods?
I don't know if that was like, if it was really just for Tide. I don't know. Whatever. I can't. That's, some of these just, I feel like, were too much. They were just like throwing as many things at us as possible. Like the Sabra ad for like hummus, they just had a whole collection of different celebrities.
Oh,
they
yeah,
had,
I saw that one.
Like housewives, they had rappers, they had whatever, they had drag queens. Mm. I was just, I feel like a lot of them were just like so much that I'm like, I don't know.
Well, what else we got?
All right, so not only was this weekend Super Bowl Sunday, mm-hmm. it was Stormy Webster's, Kylie's cute little daughter's second birthday. And I feel like if I was Stormy, I would end up going to a therapist when I was older, because my birthday parties consist of giant theme parks where I walk through a inflatable version of my head to a slide that has a giant version of my head at the top.
Jeez.
To a mascot that is somebody, a grown human, walking around with a giant mask of my head. I just don't.
That's crazy because, like, I honestly could see that doing, like, psychological damage to a kid. I mean, maybe, maybe not, but, like, that is kind of creepy. Like.
It's bizarre. And, of course, like, this thing was, like, it had multiple worlds. Like, it had stormy worlds, which is, like, kind of based on, like, the astro world. And it had, so, like, that was where all her heads were. It had, it had Trolls World, which, like, she's a big fan of Trolls. So they had all the Trolls characters and stuff like that. And I think it had one more world. But, like,
yeah.
And you even just saw, like, even Cardi B, like, posted a video of her and Culture. They're being all like, Culture's making rich friends now. Thanks, Kylie, for inviting us.
That's what's up.
I was like, damn.
Well, yo, what's this Billie Eilish stuff?
Okay, so Billie Eilish went on her Instagram stories this past week to kind of call out people who are doing this stunt. You know, in the age of, like, YouTube and TikTok and whatever, like, there's always, like, different challenges or stunts that people are doing. And right now, something that's popular is, like, usually girls dressing up like Billie Eilish, like, you know, either doing wig or just temporary dye or whatever, doing the hair, doing the big clothes, sunglasses, kind of like walking with their head down, surrounded by people dressed up as bodyguards. And, like, so they'll do this and, like, they'll go into malls or, you know, other public places. So then they kind of, like, get mobbed or they create a whole scene and, like, it's a whole thing. And Billy is like, okay, first of all, you guys got me looking like trash out here with, like, these fake outfits of mine. And then second of all, like, this isn't safe for you or others. And, like, also it's just not very nice to be doing this and tricking people who don't know any better. So she was not pleased.
Whatever. Like, you want to dress like a costume character, or people going to dress in your costume. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't. And definitely is an age where it's going to happen. I mean, I guess she has to put out a blanket statement. Yo, don't do that. You're going to get hurt or something. But, I mean, people have been doing that. People impersonate people all the time.
I know. But I feel like because, like, she is such a popular. Yeah. I mean, like, she had to say something. She's such a popular artist for, like, especially young people. Like, she's so big right now that, like, that isn't, like, I don't know. I definitely see why she'd be upset because. Yeah.
I mean, it's too easy, I feel like, to do that. So, what else we got?
Dunkaroos. Do you know this snack?
Of course I know Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos are coming back.
What?
Yes.
Of course they are.
Yes. They, like, released a whole, they, like, are on Instagram. They released a whole little trailer being all like, 90s whatever might come back. 90s this might come back. Like, 90s fashion. I'm like, yeah, it already has.
I used to love the cheese sticks. Chicks and the sticks with the cheese.
Or the pretzels, too. Ooh,
with the peanut butter.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah, like Dunkaroos.
And then Dunkaroos was,
you,
like,
know, it stuck around, though. Gushers stuck around for a
Gushers,
long time.
Gushers. General Mills is doing well with Gushers. I love Gushers.
Yeah. As an adult, like, I've actually had to tell myself, like, I think I might be too old for Gushers.
No.
But they're so good.
Gushers don't have
age. You might not be too old. I might be too old. I might have to, like, retire Gushers in my life.
Retire? Like, you hang them from the rafters.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's like Gushers. You hang them from the rafters. No, because if I hung them, I would eat them. You know what I'm saying? So,
but yeah, no, so Dunkaroos are coming back. They're definitely leaning into this whole thing, how, like, you know, 90s kids, 90s culture is, like, super big right now.
Yeah.
How appropriate that we're in the 90s of our episodes. Right. But yeah, I'm
I can't
excited.
Wait. That's delicious. Another snack I'll have to try once and then retire. Oh. Yo, so.
But it's aimed at people your age and my age. Like, it's aimed at us.
I know. And then we're going to get the sugar foot. Where you get diabetes.
Did you just say sugar foot?
Amputate the foot. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. Yeah, Halsey yelled at a fan that kept screaming Jesus during the pre Super Bowl.
Okay, yeah. So there's.
Jesus!
Literally, so.
Jesus!
So in imagine. My. So in my, no, literally, that's what happened. In Miami, like, before, like, you know, the couple of days or week, whatever, leading up to the Super Bowl, you know, all these different artists and stuff are in town doing performances or club performances and things like that. And so she was doing a club performance.
I'm sorry, I just looked up. Is Sugarfoot bad to say? Sorry, I didn't see it in the top searches, so
okay,
we're good.
Okay, God.
Might be the title.
But so as she's, like, you know, doing, like, her, like, in between song transitions, some guy, like, right up against the stage, it sounded like a dude, kept being like, Jeezy. Yeah, Jeezy. Like, literally. And she's like, you want to say, like, effing Jeezy's name one more time? Who is it? Who is it? And of course, whoever was around him, like, ratted him out.
They always rat him out.
Like, she's like, do you want to get thrown out of the club? I can make sure you get thrown out of the club. Like, you don't need to keep yelling his name while I'm talking. That's just disrespectful. I'll make sure you get thrown out of this club.
Yeah, someone was wasted. That sounds like a drunk person, but that's hilarious. What else?
Lady Gaga might have leaked a new song with a tweet, but supposedly it's going to be titled Stupid Love.
Well, speaking of new music, I think Justin Bieber is going to drop an album on Valentine's Day next Friday.
I believe it. Yeah, and he is, because he promoted like a couple different dates, and Valentine's Day was the last date.
Yeah, and I think I forget what it's called, but he has Little Dicky like on his single.
Really?
Well, Little Dicky's about to come out with that show Dave.
Yes.
It's crazy. A lot of things happening right now, and I feel like Justin Bieber is definitely reaching. But
of course he is. Though that song with him and Kalani is really good.
I mean, it's good, but it's not like,
it's better than Yummy.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I just like anything with Kalani, I'll be honest. She's the reason.
It's called Changes, I think. That's the name of his album.
Yes.
But yeah, so what made you go yikes this week, Veronica?
Okay. Speaking of Jeezy, that's
Jeezy. Yeah. Jeezy.
Shut up. That slimy mother effer. Mm-hmm. There's this video that was released of him, like, all curled up around Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, no.
Like, sucking on her contour. Like, just, like, sucking, kissing on her cheek. And so people, like, Black Twitter erupted. They're like, G-Eazy's going to be out here pulling this, like, on, like, the third day of Black History Month.
I saw that.
Like, so people are freaking out. Megan hasn't like really like said anything about it.
Have you ever seen The New Guy?
It's
really old, like stupid movie, but
I feel like I've heard of it.
It's special to me for no good reason, but okay. It's just like whatever. But
anyways.
Yeah, I'll tell that story another time. Maybe on the 100th if you wanna remember that.
Okay.
But The New Guy, there's like this like skinny guy that he like goes to a new school and he like pretends to be somebody else. And essentially that's kind of like what I did at my school, but he ends up like hooking up with this like Black girl, and it's like really funny because it's like out of a Black fraternity or something, like they got like the hand symbol to get in. And so I saw someone take a screenshot of them, like, you know, pillow talking from that movie. And it's like, this, I'm going to tell my kids that this is Jeezy and Meg Thee Stallion.
Oh my God.
But it's kind of crazy because, like, you know, do you think they have a song coming out soon?
I mean, maybe.
Like, why would she do that?
I don't know, because then he like posted a picture.
He was going ham for her. Like, he thought he had it.
Yeah, he was going hard. And I'll be honest, I've always like had a weird slimy attraction to G-Eazy, and like part of me hates that.
Mm-hmm.
But the drugs that he uses has not been as kind to his face.
Yeah.
He could start seeing it in his face right now. But like, he looked like a little worm curled up around, like, Megan Thee Stallion is called, like, the stallion is like slang for being a tall, stacked, like, Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
So like, she's like about 6 foot, she's got like she's got an ass, she's got some titties, there's like slithery, slimy, like slender man G-Eazy.
Gerald
Gillum. Like, that just made me cringe, and I'm just like, Meg, I get it, but I also don't.
So she didn't really respond until she just put out a tweet being like, all right, y'all got your jokes off, let's move on.
Yeah, like, she like didn't really.
So do you think they smashed?
I think maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
I don't think they did.
I hope not.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of yikes.
Yo.
Nicki Minaj
mm-hmm.
released a little snippet of a new song called Yikes.
Ooh.
On her Instagram. Isn't that great when shit like that works out?
Right. Well, she must listen to the show.
She must. She's a big fan.
Yep.
But one line has been getting a little bit of some controversy, because it said, all you bitches, all you B-word Rosa Parks, get your ass up. And so people are like, yo, once again, like on the third day of Black History Month, a day before Rosa Parks' birthday.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, also, like, she's making it sound like like Rosa Parks is like those bitches.
Yeah, like, you like know that's what. Yeah, and I feel like
I get the.
I could see where she might be going.
She's always done these puns, like, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. This is the way she raps. Like Young Money is known for being like, you know, like, I'm gonna leave it open door, like, you know what I'm saying. Like I'm gonna see through you window. I'm gonna chop you down tree. You know, that's yeah. like the type of stuff that they, that's how they rap. Yeah. So she just like. Went a little too far, maybe.
Potentially, some people are like, maybe is it just like, you know, she's this is like her like subtle plug, mm-hmm. or are people like, is she making light of like what Rosa Parks stood for, literally, and like things like that? And so,
you said literally. well, let's get into a little mini main topic.
Mini main topic.
So I wrote this down like kind of like, you know, maybe
asking for a friend.
Yeah. You know, is there such thing as like self-sabotaging when it comes to dating?
I feel like it come in a lot of different forms. Some of the forms you have written down I can agree with, and some
well I just kind of threw down examples so you could see where I was coming from.
I wanted
to talk about dating self-sabotage, you know, self-sabotaging and the dating.
The way you keep saying that.
Self sabotaging thyself.
Okay. I guess you start with how you see those behaviors, or how you feel like there could be ways to fall into that.
Well, the thing is, all right, so I think you can really
or your
fall,
friend, you know.
you can really fall into two buckets here. There's a self-sabotage, but then you're like really like dancing on a fine line of playing games, I feel like, you know. So, you know, because my specifically what I'm thinking about, it's like texting or saying too much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what do you consider to be too much?
Like what? Well, let's start with texting. What would you consider too much texting?
Okay.
I guess, like when? At what point do you think like you're just like, should you just not text at all?
Oh God.
Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
like,
wow,
it's just,
wow. Okay.
And then you're just self-sabotaging.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So this I feel like can be more of a case by case, and I feel like this also comes down to the fact that we are not super great as a society, as like a dating society, mm-hmm. at communicating like needs and values and boundaries super well. So like, let's say for texting, some people really like their love needs or like their love languages or whatever, they need more constant contact mm-hmm. than others. And I feel like where self-sabotaging can happen in that sense is like, if you maybe potentially can come off too strong without actually just communicating like what you need. And then you're like, you know, triple, double texting, which like I've never been one to be like, don't triple or double text. Like I, whatever.
But when you start getting to the fourth one, when you're like, that's where I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like I gotta like stop or something. Right.
Yeah,
right.
I feel like it comes down to like, you have to figure out, you know, okay, if somebody's not responding to something, depending on what you're trying to do. Like sometimes like people are busy during the day. They're not going to respond right away. They might respond later. Maybe that's just their style. I try to respond to things when I can, and I purposely have my read receipts on so that I don't respond to something until I want to. So then people are like, oh, they left me on read. But if I want to leave you on read, I will.
But even like, you know what I'm saying? So you saw the text and maybe you just need a little time to think of your answer, or like, you know, really get your, like, what are you doing this weekend? I got to think, like, you know what I'm saying? Let me just think about it. All that stuff is like fine. Like, you know, I think there's a healthy balance of like texting where like you text someone and, you know, it could be like a couple hours later you get a text back. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like the next day or 24 hours later. Like that's when you start feeling like it's this little like, you know, and some people have the excuse like I'm a bad texter. Like
I don't think that's a valid excuse. I feel like the bad
texter thing. No, I've been actually getting really mad like lately about the like people like being
I'm
like,
a bad, oh my God.
No, you're just
worse.
An asshole.
I'm a bad texter. My thing is like.
You're just an asshole.
I feel like there's some people in this world, I'm realizing this about like maybe some friends, that like if you're not an immediate in front of their face situation, they don't, which like I don't think that makes for like a good friend or partner in general, because I feel like you need to be able to, you know, make time or whatever for different things, even if a person's not always going to be in front of your face, because how do you have like any sort of relationship.
You're right. So like I'm saying like, oh, you're an asshole for not texting. That's not necessarily true. But I mean, then you have to know that like what you're saying by not texting is a lot more than what you're not texting.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying that too, because like that just is showing that, you know, you don't care enough to either respond right away, or you don't care enough to like even say like, hey, I've been busy, I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. My thing is like the whole like I'm a bad texter thing literally means nothing. It means that like people who like just leave their texts without answers, like especially if it's like to plan stuff, mm-hmm. I cannot even comprehend. Like I can't comprehend. So like if people like that you're trying to date aren't responding to like, you know, questions and like, oh, I'm such a bad texter. No, like they just don't want to deal with responding to the answers, which is like, okay.
Well, yeah. So it's just a matter of like a person just realizing like, all right, like we always go back to them. They're just not that into you. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, that's just kind of how it is. Like, you know, but at what point do you like, it's just hard because like one girl might be like that. And then you like, it's like you only have like one like game, like, you know, and it's just like, I guess like it's not going to work for everybody. And it's like, you know, it's just really hard.
That's why I feel like it comes down to.
So at some point you feel like you're playing a game, like, you know, it's just like, all right, how do I get this one in my trap? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Which like, is like not, I feel like, and that's like not the way you want to feel. And that's why I feel like we all worry so much about playing the game, or like not texting until a certain amount of time after the first date, or doing whatever, or being like, I feel like especially women will try to like follow those things more than men, because like they don't want to be labeled as clingy or whatever, because they tend to get, dudes definitely get labeled that as well, but like I feel like women tend to get labeled that a little bit more. But I feel like not just, like something you have on here is like being too honest. Like I always get told, like a lot of like dating podcasts or things that I listen to now will kind of like throw the idea of being like, okay, like show them you're crazy from the bat. Like, which is like, that's a very, like, I don't really love like saying that as like that as the umbrella term, but like being real from the bat, like from the start, I feel like is the best way to be, instead of like trying to play a game, where then I feel like if you're playing a game that isn't like really true to like what you feel or how you usually communicate, then you're never gonna win.
What about dating too much, too many people? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Well, at what point are,
I mean,
you,
I
like
haven't,
I'm dating,
I mean,
other people,
when
like,
I got on the when I got on the whatchamacallit, the live show for one of my other favorite podcasts, and like you heard about it and whatever, you got mad at me for not promoting the show.
Yeah, what the hell. I remember now.
Hashtag not bitter. But that was like because like my list, like I used to, like when I was dating around more, I would keep that's why like the list in my phone was started to like keep track of different guys I was going on dates with, so I could like list pros and cons, which like that's like some type A crazy shit. Like, like who does that? Me.
Who?
Which that's like, yeah, that's kind of crazy talk.
Well, I mean, also like just because like you can't focus enough energy on just one person, or like, you know, you just kind of like, you know,
I literally did
blase, I guess.
Yeah, I did like an 8-date week, which I've mentioned that plenty of times on this show, when I first moved
Weird
here.
Flex.
And like I literally was bouncing from one date to another. Mm-hmm. And like then, of course, that, you know, because I couldn't keep up at that pace, because that's crazy talk, that like literally from that week, it went down to 2 people. So then it was like, okay, now I can focus on like figuring out which one of these 2 I like. Yeah. But like, I feel like once it starts to get over, I don't even know. I don't know if I can like pick a number, but once it starts getting like, when you're like, when people, for me, I think for girls, especially because I've dealt with this with some of my friends where it's like, oh, like, did you see whatever his name or that again? Or like, have you seen this guy? And then when it comes to the point where like she or him or whoever doesn't remember, like, no, that one's passed, or like, no, I don't even remember that
guy.
Oh
my God, that happened so much to me. They were like, yeah, so what about, you know,
and you're
blah,
like,
blah, blah.
Yeah, literally.
And I'm like, who? They're like, come on, dude, we were just talking about it. Like, oh, yeah, of course. Like, it's bad.
That's when I think it starts to get a little out of control, because it's like when it comes to a point where you
is this weird when you to talk
write
to...
it, when you need to write it down.
No. It's just people come into your life at different frequencies. So if you were talking about a girl like a month and a half ago and he comes back around, he's like, yeah, so whatever happened with, like, you know, Vivian? And I'm just like, who? And I'm like, no, that was like a long time ago. So, yeah, I know. I just think, like, you know, do we do it more often than not, self-sabotaging?
I feel like a lot of times people will self-sabotage when it gets to a point of a relationship or whatever, where I feel like people tend to more self-sabotage.
Oh, so you're saying there's like, okay, so what I'm seeing here is that there's like, purposely getting self-sabotaging and just like accidental self-sabotaging.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel like self-sabotage is pretty much going to be purposeful most of the time. Like, you in some way kind of know what you're doing. And I feel like a lot of that could be born out of people's thing. Like, they think they either don't deserve love or they don't deserve the kind of like attention or like whatever that they're getting from someone. They have different insecurities. And I feel like that's usually when I feel like insecurity will lead to any sort of self-sabotage. So, like, insecurity when somebody's not responding to you and you're like, okay, does this mean they don't like me anymore? Did I say something wrong? That's when you might, like, start to text too much and you'll text annoying things. Or maybe you might, like, do a drunk text or call or something. And then other forms of self-sabotage can be, like, oh, like, I'm starting to feel some kind of way and, like, I haven't felt this kind of way in a while and I don't really know if I deserve to feel this kind of way about somebody because, like, whatever.
What about being, like, you know, I feel this way and, like, you know, the person might not, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's kind of what I'm saying is, like, yeah, like, I mean, so then you'll self-sabotage because you can't read somebody else's mind. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, okay, well, I would rather, instead of, like, actually, like, maybe, like, instead of maybe, like, the quick Band-Aid pull of, like, if somebody does eventually reject you, like, I'm going to do, like, the slow Band-Aid pull of, like, pushing them to feeling, you know, maybe distrust or I'll flip it on them. So then, like, I can put, like, I'm going to, like, self-sabotage so that it's, like, this kind of hurt.
Do you think there's more self-sabotagers in society than not?
Ooh. I feel like maybe.
Do you think we're all just self-sabotaging ourselves?
I don't think we're all. I feel like we all have in some points. I don't think we all always do. Mm-hmm. I think it kind of depends on maybe different traumas or different points of our lives or points of processing or healing and growing. Because I feel like some people probably can work past patterns of self-sabotage through healing and growing and understanding, like, okay, these are the patterns that I fall into because I think that I don't deserve.
Well, hold on. Let me ask about self-sabotaging to being like, because you're so selfish, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, self-sabotaging because, like, you're like, I just like my routines. Like, you know, I'm not really willing to switch this up. Like, you know, you're just like self-sabotaging because you care about yourself too much.
Yeah. I mean, there's like that.
Do you think,
like,
that's a thing, or should you always care about yourself?
I think you should always care about yourself, and self-preservation is important. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the self-sabotage element of what you're talking about is then holding yourself back from a potential good addition to your life just because you've gotten used to a certain routine. Mm-hmm. And you don't want, that's like also like you're like trying to prevent yourself from any future harm because you're like, well, things are already going pretty good for me with what I'm doing right now. But even though, like, this could potentially be a great addition to my life and fold it into my life, and, like, routines can always shift and change and, like, can fit around that, I'm going to, but, like, if that breaks down and then I have to shift back, like, that's going to hurt me. So instead of even dealing with that, I'm just going to cut it.
Yeah,
cut,
I feel like that's where a lot of people are. They're just, like, too, like, lazy to, like, work for things, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me is one of them. Like, you know, I'm willing to put in a lot more work these days just because I have a different outlook on just life in general. But I think, like, back in the day, to me, it was just like pure laziness. Like, you know, you don't want to try too much. Like, you know, you're just like, because trying is making you vulnerable.
Yeah.
and you're vulnerable, like you can get hurt, like, you know. So yeah. It's just like,
but like that's, and like I feel like we're also afraid
we're just
of that
settled, like,
but yeah. Like that's such an important part of life. Like I feel like, you know, anything people say about just even like, you know, business or work or careers is like, if you like, you know, if you don't put yourself out there to like make the mistakes or whatever, like you'll never get anywhere. And like, but I feel like with like love and relationships, we're like, like that hurts too much. Like that hurts too much. I'm not going to do it. Even though like you can't always tell what good could come from it. Even if like it doesn't work out, you could, there's always like something you get from that experience.
Yeah.
So that's why it definitely, I feel like self-sabotage plays into that, where it's like people will sometimes put it under the facade of self-preservation because they'll be like, well, I'm trying to protect myself. And I'm like, that's important to protect yourself, but like you can't keep yourself caged away forever and also just not move, like progress things. Just
so what do you think the opposite of self-sabotage is?
I feel like the opposite of self-sabotage is like kind of vulnerability and being open and honest. And also I feel like sort of like a better attempt of self than self-sabotaging, which self-sabotaging feels like you're creating boundaries, but I don't think you really are. You're usually just creating walls. I feel like the better solution is to create boundaries or express what those are. If there's like certain things like, hey, I need this amount of communication or whatever and things like that. So I feel like that's probably the step in the right direction instead of self-sabotage. But yeah, I would say vulnerability is probably opposite.
Well, I'm going to do a count after this episode, see how many times you said self-sabotage and make it a drinking game.
How many times you said self-sabotage too? What do you mean?
Well, I said what?
Okay.
I was going to make you say it again. That was a good mini main topic. Why don't we talk about Bachelor?
This 3-hour tour.
I was actually surprised that it was 3 hours because like there's literally episode playing in like a half an hour.
Yeah, from when
like
we're
that.
Recording tonight.
Yeah, we might actually be able to start it up. But I got a recording. No worries.
Same.
You know, when it comes to, we didn't do the live watch this week because I was just like super tired and got
back
from the trip.
You were coming back and so. I didn't do anything productive this weekend. So
whatever. But I bet you there's some people on there that are like, damn, like that's how I watched The Bachelor.
Yeah,
but
the tipsy talks are up. So
watch that.
Yeah.
So this week, I kind of missed a little bit of the beginning, but that was like when my girl Leia just got sent home again.
Yeah.
Which was bullshit.
I kind of think it was bullshit, especially because Peter tried to play like he was the martyr for her, being like, I'm saving you from dealing with this. Like, and then she like kind of agreed with him. And I was like, okay, Leia, just fold at that. That's fine.
Right.
And then he walks back in and pretty much like says like, you know, how Leia wasn't the girl for him. And I was like, bitch, you two-faced motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter didn't impress me this episode at all.
No.
And he got his karma too, so.
I know, and he went around and he, you know, individually apologized to all of the girls, which just felt really fake to me because he was just like, you know, saying the same shit to each one of them, being like, you know, I'm just so happy that you're here and I would never want to make you feel like this was a slap in the face. But saying that to every single one of them, and like, I'm like, okay, like, where are your feelings? Who's to say?
Yeah.
Like, don't act. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they finally get to leave Cleveland to go to Costa Rica. Good for them.
I'll be going there in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you will. Mm-hmm.
Actually, got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Costa Rica pod. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Any hoozles. So the first one-on-one was with Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he immediately rewards Sydney. And then Sydney, like, it was just a very, like, it was like kind of like a ass-kissing kind of one-on-one where he was talking about how she's, like, the best kisser and he's always been so into her because she's so mysterious. And so she brings up how she's mixed. And then he tries to speak Spanish to her and she pretends like she understands, but she definitely doesn't. Mm. And then she does her sob story about how she was bullied for living in the South and being mixed, which the internet came through with the scalding hot tea. Because first of all, she was not unpopular. She said she sat, like, for her senior, she didn't go to proms or homecomings, and she sat, like, and ate her lunch in the bathroom all of her senior year, like, mean girls. Lies. lies.
Right.
Because she was
you might have watched that on a movie or a DVD.
Yeah.
Bitch.
But she did this whole thing where she did pageants. She went to the same high school as Hannah Brown. And there's rumors floating around that she supposedly bullied the hell out of Hannah Brown.
Ooh.
Not sure about that. Like some extreme rumors were saying that Hannah Brown had to get a restraining order against her. Unsure.
Whoa. So, wow, you are spilling the tea right now. Yeah. Now we're potting. All right.
But yeah, but she like won pageants. It was like top
but
sweetheart.
That don't matter because she's the best kisser.
Yeah, see, that's all Peter cares about.
Dude.
Yeah, he was like, I really love her heart. And then it pans to them like making out on a rock. I'm like, yeah. And him like grabbing her ass. I'm like, yeah, that's definitely where her heart is, Peter.
It's shaped like a heart. that was fun. Well, let's talk about the group date.
So group date was a photo shoot with Cosmo. Mm-hmm. In general, it was chaotic. Mm-hmm. It was chaotic energy because, you know, it's a bunch of girls in bathing suits trying to impress Peter. And they're all like trying to grab his face and kiss him as they're like in group shots and whatever. Because
the other girls are watching from like a high point vantage.
And some of them are watching like while in the picture.
Yeah.
And then so, you know, everyone pegged like, oh, Hannah Ann will win this because she's a model. And the internet is great.
Well, it's funny how it's always like between Hannah Ann and Victoria.
And Victoria F. Yeah. And Victoria F. wins it because I guess she, you know, sucked his face enough.
She looks good.
And
it's crazy that she like came out of nowhere. Like,
yeah.
She didn't really stand out on the first night. And like, no. It's like now she's like,
that's how they do it.
Whoo.
That's how they do
okay.
it.
Okay.
But so she won. So she was supposed to, her mm-hmm. and Peter were supposed to be getting the cover. So it would probably be the reverse cover because it would never be the front cover. the reverse cover and like main focus in the spread for the March issue of Cosmo. But because of that campaign that she was in for White Lives Matter, which supposedly was a whole organization. It had White Lives and Blue Lives Matter, and it was supposed to be protecting white and blue marlin fish, which, like, if you're using that as a pun, you obviously support White Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, which is all then, like, a pun in a disrespectful play on Black Lives Matter. So it's all racist in general, so, like, not a good look.
Yikes.
But they pulled it, like, and Cosmo put out a note saying, like, hey, they're not getting the cover and whatever because, like, of what we have found about Victoria F. being in this thing. Even if it was for fish, like, it still is, like, capitalizing on a racist, like, hashtag, et cetera, et cetera. So, she did not get her just desserts for that one.
Damn.
But then the beginning of the Tammy and Kelsey beef because Kelly goes on, gets the next one-on-one. And Kelsey, like, as much as I probably would do if I was in the house, I'd be drinking a shit ton of wine. And she's an emotional person. I'm all about a good public cry here and there. Also, what's public? You're in the mansion. There's a whole bunch of women. Hormones are probably raging. I wouldn't, you know, put it past any of them. But she's been, you know, she cries and sobs and she kind of becomes unhinged because mm-hmm. she didn't get the one-on-one. And, you know, she really needs her time. I hate all these girls saying how much they need their time. But Tammy takes it upon herself. And Tammy was a fave of mine. And this pissed me off. Tammy takes it upon herself to make it an issue and to insert herself into, like, insert it as something that she needs to tell Peter. I just don't understand why these girls don't understand.
Well, this, I think, goes back to, like the bullying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's kicking someone where they're down. Like, yeah, she's being ridiculous and saying things like,
yeah.
You know, she's just like, I can't handle this. It's like, well, this is, like, the process you signed up for. And it's like, yeah. I don't know what's happening in the house. She might be getting, like, popularity for, like, you know, being so, like, you know, not caring about her and just saying it to her face and stuff and getting laughs from maybe other girls or whatever about it. Because, yeah, it looks a little ridiculous. It definitely probably does. And it's very annoying, like, in a house that you live in. But, you know, she took it a step further where, like, she was starting to talk about, like, her drinking and, like
trying to call her an alcoholic or that she...
alluded to, like, taking pills and stuff.
And then, which was something Victoria P. supposedly spread. This is the thing. Peter let Victoria P. get off with, like, her being caught in her lies. And then I think Victoria P. is a little pot stirrer and everything else. Like, she'll be the one who, like, inserts some of these rumors or things to some other people. And then, like, walks away being like, what are you saying? What do you mean?
Yeah.
And like, so whatever, that became a whole thing. All whilst Kelly and Peter are on their very lackluster one-on-one date doing some weird shaman exercises.
Well, this is kind of where, like, you know, Peter actually came off creepy to me. Like,
yeah,
you know, then when at the end of it, like, you know, he was like so weirdly stern. First of all, we talk about the scar on his head at all?
Oh, no.
That was like karma for sending Alea home.
Yeah, tell you he what. Got so like... He tried to play it off like he got scratched by a puma, and nobody believed that because if a puma attacked him, he'd be dead.
I had to do what I had to do. Yeah,
he would be dead because he's scrawny. But he was getting into a golf cart, bumped his head on the golf while holding like a champagne glass or something, bumped his head on the golf cart and like
smacked his head against the glass.
Smacked his head against the glass.
But that's crazy because, like, you know, that's horrible. Like, when you're the Bachelor,
like,
that's going to be
stitches.
That's going to be the rest of the show. Like, you know what I'm saying?
21
like,
stitches isn't anything.
It's like, not like a zit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's a scratch on your head, and now you're the Bachelor, and like, we still have like more than half a season to go. So what an idiot.
Yeah, that's not just like a paintball coming through the bottom of
exactly.
your mask.
Like, that went away in a couple days, but this was like, for the rest of the season, he has this dumbass bandage on his head. But besides that, so he's like doing this at dinner with, you know, Kelly, and he's like, I need you to trust the process. Like, it's like, whoa. Like, she's not
sounds
going.
Sounds culty.
Yeah, it does sound culty. Not like,
sounds like what sorority girls tell people rushing.
Right.
Which is also culty.
I just thought it was really weird. And she's just like, you know, having to go along with it. And stuff.
Also,
and
like,
I really thought he was not going to give her the rose too. And she like,
and then he
got excited.
I know. She was like, okay, well.
Yeah. And I think there's going to be more to it tonight's episode. But yeah, that was really weird. I didn't really like that.
Yeah, and also
gave me a weird thing about
the
Peter.
Especially the whole trust the process vibes. Statistically, only like I think like 5 Bachelor couples have stayed together out of, you know, 24 seasons.
Right.
So
what process?
Why would we trust
it? That's like the culty part of
it. Yeah,
like
why would we trust this process? Like, it hasn't really proven that successful.
Peter has been chugging the Kool-Aid.
He is. He's full on chugging the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, he's trying to give the Kool-Aid to Kelly, but Kelly's too cool for the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, no, Kelly is, I feel like, he's like, yeah, he got like mean at her. He's like, well, I don't want you to, like, I'm not here to just have fun. And she's like, okay, like, we're going on dates. Like, what am I supposed to be like? I'm here for a bad time. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, I'm guessing.
Well, what else? Did anything else really happen in the show?
So, end of the episode had a second rose ceremony.
She wore shitty pants. That's hilarious.
Yeah, she did. Okay, the pants that Kelly wore on that date were atrocious. Okay. They looked like, I don't even know.
Well, I guess we'll have to catch up on some more stuff next week. We'll have like double the Bachelor stuff to get through. But we'll try to condense it. We'll talk about a little bit of maybe what our thoughts were from last week's episode on the Facebook Live Watch this week, you know. So if you want to kind of get in between, make sure you're watching the Live Watch, which we will do this week on Monday. So,
amen, brother.
We're back. So let's get into our slapper of the week. I actually heard this song over at PG's like 2 weeks ago when we're partying over there. I think it's from like 2018, so it's like about 2 years old, maybe a year and
but
a half.
But I hadn't heard of it.
I hadn't heard of it too when I heard it, so I was like,
but
bumping
it sounds like I should have heard. Like,
it's so good. I've been bumping it over and over again. So let's not really talk about it too much. There's not much to talk about here. It's called "Busted Open" by Cool Company. Without further ado, let's play it.
Slapper of the week.
This song slaps.
Slapper.
This is a dabbable song.
So every time that I'm in her, I know that I'm in love. The moment that I leave, ooh,
sexy songs for this episode today.
Baby, such a freak. Don't need other company. She doing
kinda
it all
like
for
Kendrick
me.
Lamar.
My baby, she all I need. My baby, she all I need. Room full of queens and she all I see. Take her out to eat and it's all on me. Take her to the crib and it probably. Take her to the bed where we not gon' sleep.
alright, long as he just keep on. We gon' be alright, long as he just keep on. We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright.
I think Poseidon must have personally put together her pussy. It's just a wedding, it's good shit. That's not to mention her bosom. I lay my head on the cushion and it was like, wow. This must be heaven, cause baby, you is a goddess. Blessing me, what's the recipe for what you've given me? Cause girl, you know I need it for eternity. And yeah, I know it's cheesy, but I need this here just like the air I breathe.
Slid over, and she put that thing in motion. Wetter than the ocean, about to swallow up my ocean. Shorty was slid over, and she put that thing in motion. Wetter than the ocean, about to swallow up my ocean.
So yeah, that's our slapper of the week, Busted Open by Cool Company. That's a vibe, that's for sure. I listen to that like over and over again. So bring that into your weekend if you want to have some vibes.
Indeed.
You got any shout outs?
I do have some shout outs.
What we got?
I wanted to shout out my friends Christine and Natalie, the Thirst Traps. We finally got to have our little recap of the new Sabrina episode. A new season, and that was great. I want to shout out my friend Riley DeLeon because he's doing this whole year of, you know, much like you've shown his shots, and also no expectations, and I'm proud of him.
Boom.
And then I wanted to shout out my friend Naif because he's been having a lot of big job interviews this week, and I want to wish him luck. And then I wanted to shout out a couple of birthdays for my friends Morgan and David that are this upcoming weekend.
That's what's up. Happy birthday. Yeah, I just saw DP the other day in the office. That
DP,
was cool.
Eh?
He did a little fist bump.
Orlando.
Yeah, like remember?
You're right.
Yeah. I mean, when he came to Atlanta, I took his job in Orlando. Yeah. And then, like, you know, I came up to Atlanta and now we're both here. So, yeah. All right. Well, I wanted to shout out my sister, Pamela.
Yeah, she got to have, like, you know, a mom's night out situation with the wedding.
Yeah, you know, it's just been a while since I've been able to hang out with Puma like that, because, you know, she had just gone through the whole pregnancy and the whole premature birth and everything, and I just, like, really missed her, like, you know. It's just crazy as we get older, like, just things change, and I, you know, like, even when they got married or they had a baby, like, all these different things, it's just like, whoa, like, it's just crazy. I never get to have, like, you know, my sister and me used to party all the time. Actually, she used to party so hard. So it was really nice to be able to, like, party with her this weekend. And, you know, that was my buddy. I love her. So shout out to you, Puma. And then I just wanted to shout out my homie, John Paul. It's his birthday this weekend. And
birthday,
we're
going
to be partying for you, bro. Love you guys. So yeah, we inching ever so close. Next week will be episode 99 of the podcast. And could you believe that we actually made it? Veronica,
let's,
think about
let's
it.
Let's knock on wood. What if something awful happens to us? What if something awful happens?
That'd be amazing. Because that would be legendary. That would be let's legend stuff. So you never know when you're going to go. So, you know, just embrace every day. But yeah, no, we got episode 100 in motion. We got some people coming through and stuff. So it'll become full surprises.
Full surprises. Yeah, full surprises.
Full surprises. Like, you know, you never know who's going to pop by or what conversations are going to pop up. Yeah, I'm getting really excited. You about it? You're getting really excited about
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I'm a little nervous, I'll be honest.
Why?
I don't know. We've
done 100 of these.
I know. I feel like I...
Technically, next week is our 100th episode. And technically, we've already done over 100 of these with the Bolt.
Okay. Okay.
You know?
I get it. But so, it's the triple digit episode.
Yeah.
We'll finally...
It is monumental.
Turn it over from, you know, having that zero in front.
Yeah. You know, she always wondered why, I
love how you say always wondered. You literally told me when we started exactly. I was never once like,
Yeah, you did.
Why do we do this?
Yeah, you did. You were like, this is dumb. Why do we have two zeros in front of the number?
That's not wondering.
Yes, that's, yeah. And you were like, why are we doing that? And I told you because we're going to make it to episode 100.
Originally. But yes. I just said, and then
you always wonder. And I was just like, yo, like, how do you forget that first time I told you, like, when you wondered? And I was like, stop wondering because we're going to get to episode 100 one day. You didn't believe it. And I always did.
Bullshit.
So, you know, this is really a celebration of you know,
convincing me, I
convincing
guess.
Convincing you that we can make it century episodes. So,
centurion episode.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good song to start with, maybe. But yeah, so, guys.
Centuries.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we had a lot of fun this week. We'll catch you next week, and we'll have a lot of Bachelor to talk about. And, you know, don't self sabotage out there.
Yeah.
You know,
stay woke.
Yeah. We'll see you next week. All right, guys. My name is Cy.
My name's Veronica.
And this has been Future Bachelor.
I messed that up.
Wait, how have we done 100 of these?
Because right, guys. I was like not prepared.
Whatever.
Okay.
This has been Future Bachelor. My name is Cy.
I'm Veronica.
And maybe we won't see you next week. I don't know. Deuces.
Future Bachelor Podcast.